guess so, what is your name, sir?
First of Michael, last of Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N.
Okay, hold on one second, that's the name, we're going to meet you here, and Honorable Mr. Johnson will meet you here, sir, so just hold on.
Good morning, sir, how are you this morning?
Very well, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, sir. Sir, for the record, could you please state your full name and your ABC number for us?
Michael Robert Burton, and ABC number is 315-586.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Burton. So you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman. And to my immediate left, you have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Serving with us also, representing the Department of Correction, as well as your parole office, officers, Mr. Turner.
Okay.
Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Representing myself.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Okay. Mr. Burton, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms, conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to say whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
Alright, so the allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about October 3rd, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, even based on the admission of Mr. Burton, I am going to move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, and Dr. Wright. Sir, we're going to go on to phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two by getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner, then go with some information with you, then come back to you to get any additional information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay, can I just ask one quick question?
Yes, sir.
As far as the parole officer, my parole officer was Cody Watts, so I'm not sure, I don't understand who Mr. Turner is.
Okay, Mr. Turner is the community parole officer that's assigned to this hearing today, for the hearings today. He represents all of the parole officers that are coming for this bill. So he's not your assigned parole officer. He's just here representing the Department of Correction as well as your parole officer. So he's just representing him today, okay?
Gotcha. Thank you.
All right, sir. No problem at all. So as I was saying that we're going to start out with getting some additional information from Mr. Turner, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, Mr. Burton was released from ADC custody on 7-3-2017 and arrested on 7-10-2018 by Glendale PD. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 7-10-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 10-7-2018 with 280 abscondes. Current conviction, 2003, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term with ADC. He has a CEIR score of 2-1. Mental health score of 3. Substance abuse score of 2. No SCG information is noted. No prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrests, 1997, burglary, Colorado, felony conviction, probation. 97, robbery, Colorado, felony conviction, probation. 2001, domestic violence, California, misdemeanor, convicted, probation. 2002, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors combo, California, unknown. Is a GP score of G1, V2.
Hi, Mr. Barton. You were released and approved to reside at the Reborn Assistance located at 2546 West Orangewood. You were later discharged from that location on September 4th, 2017. Then you were placed into a 90-day ITH program after requesting help with substance abuse, but due to your medical condition, you are unable to do the Maricopa Reentry Center ITH program. You were moved to Greenway Recovery to complete a 90-day program located at 2501 West Elm Street. You were caught using narcotics in the room on October 2nd, and then you left the facility on October 3rd. So what kind of drugs were you caught using?
I was never caught using them. I produced a dirty UA.
Okay.
And it was methamphetamine.
It says while you were there, you were working at the Big O Tire located at 9180 West Buckeye Road in Tucson, but you failed to provide any pay stubs. Were you working during that period of time or what, sir?
Yes, I was working at the Big O Warehouse, but it was in Tomlinson, not Tucson, and I was also working at the Amazon Fulfillment Center on a graveyard shift. I'm not sure why that wasn't included, but I carried two jobs for the first 2.5 months, and I didn't make excuses for myself, but my father passed away, my grandmother passed away, and my wife was bringing up a man upon my release. I had a toe amputated due to my diabetic condition, and I just sort of, I should have been stronger as a man. I let it get the best of me, and hopefully with you guys' support, I'll be able to get back into the community and do what I was doing originally, and, I've gotten over those losses.
Okay. So according to your programming here, it says that you had a UA test on July 26th of 17 that was positive for amphetamines. Then August 28th of 17, you failed to produce. August 29th to 17, the following day, you were positive for amphetamines, and then looks like September 18th, you failed to produce. You were at MRC awaiting placement into B-Wave. The intake UA did show the vendor positive for methamphetamines.
Yes, I don't deny any of those allegations. They're truth. I was very depressed at the time. Like I said, I lost my dad, grandmother, and my wife. However, that doesn't excuse my behavior. The one thing I would like to say in my defense is that I did stay in contact with my parole officer. I believe it even states in the paperwork that I did call him. I left him several voicemails, a couple of text messages, and when I was in the hospital after I got my toe amputated, he actually came to see me, and I spoke with him then. I mean, it doesn't make up for what I did wrong, but I didn't just go on the run and try to run away from anyone. I did have a problem. I was very depressed at the time due to those losses, and I sincerely apologize and hope for another chance.
So where were you in the hospital, sir?
I was at, I believe it's called Deer Valley, or it was Deer something. It was close to the Adobe Mountain location where my parole officer works. But I'm not from Arizona. My case is from 2003. I was just passing through. I've never lived in Arizona. I've never been. I'm not from Arizona, so I'm not exactly sure. But it was called Deer or something.
So what were you doing for 280 days when you were in Absconders, sir?
I was working, I also was out in California with my son, who's a student athlete at UCLA. He's on the football team, and I was with my daughter. I didn't realize, I guess due to my drug use at the time, that I had violated, because when I looked on the website and checked my name, it showed that I was complete, that my parole was done. It said verified underneath the category where it says warrants, detainers, anything like that. It said none. So I guess at the time, in that mindset, I thought I was done with parole. But I was working and I was in California with my children.
Okay, what were you doing, sir, when you had contact with the police department?
I had fallen asleep. It was the very first day in Phoenix when it had rained. It was July 10th. There was like a big windstorm and a bunch of rain. And I went underneath the overhang where Subway and the Burger King and check cashing place was. And I just fell asleep against the wall waiting the rain out. And the police officer woke me up and said that I was urban camping, which I had never even heard of before, but I certainly had no intention of falling asleep there, much less urban camping.
All right, sir. Sir, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Same old questions coming from the board. Mr. Burton, we are going to go into a discussion as we come up on the conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into discussion, sir?
Yes, I would. I have paperwork here. I don't know if I need to show it on the screen, or there's the head nurse here. I have an open lesion on my left ankle, and due to my diabetes, the nurse has told me to let you guys know his name is Howard Young. He's the registered nurse and only diabetic certified wound specialist on site, and he told me to let you guys know that he'd be more than happy to speak with any of you regarding my condition, that I'm very at risk to lose my foot unless I'm being seen on a daily basis by a specialist in diabetic wounds, and that I have a 60 to 70% chance of him saving my foot here, whereas on the streets he thinks it would be more like 90 to 100. And I also have had labs taken within the last week for precursors to cancer, and they've come back abnormal. I have all the paperwork here. They've come back abnormal, and they said they would discuss the lab results at a follow-up appointment, but I've never received a follow-up appointment yet, so I quite possibly could be having cancer in the future. I would certainly hope and pray not, but the only thing I ask is, due to my foot and not wanting to have a major amputation, which would reduce my life expectancy by approximately 30%, and most diabetics with a major amputation don't make it past 5 years, and then in addition to whatever those precursors to cancer are, I don't know, my father passed from liver cancer 2 years ago. I don't know if that's something that runs hereditary or not, but I just, for medical reasons, I would just beg for the mercy of the board to allow me to have, you know, where I can be seen and have proper care. The nurse here said that I'm stretching them beyond their means and their capabilities of being able to properly address all my issues. And that's all I have to say.
Okay. So, Mr. Burton, why didn't you, you say you went to California, you visit with your son and your daughter, which that's, you know, a parole violation leaving the state, but you went to visit your son and daughter, then you came back here. Why didn't you continue to seek medical treatment during that 280 days that you were an absconder, sir?
The medical conditions, the angle didn't happen until about, I'd say, a week before I was arrested by the Glendale Police for absconding, so that was a brand new injury that occurred while I was riding a bike, and I fell off, and I hurt my ankle. And the lab results showing the precursors to cancer, I got the lab work done here. That wasn't something I was aware of or privy to on the streets. I found that out through the medical site here.
Okay. All right, sir, the board's going to go into discussion. lot of boardroom discussion. I need you to stay on the phone, sir, so you can hear the discussion taking place. However, I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. During the discussion, we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision, okay?
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
All right, the board's now going into discussion at this time. It appears that Mr. Barton does have some medical issues that he's dealing with, and he is seeing a nurse there. It's his only one nurse there that can treat diabetic wounds, and that he's at risk of losing his leg. However, he did leave and go to California and was with his son and his daughter, and then he was arrested by Glendale PD for urban camping, a falling asleep, and it sounds as though from his description where there were some stores under canopy that just kind of weighed out the storm. He fell asleep. At one point in time, he was working for Amazon and Big O Tire, but he had some issues with family death and his wife. Will be released on October 17th of 2018, which is just around 2 months from now. And at the time that he's released, he won't be on any parole or community supervision. He'll be able to get out and get the medical attention he needs, whether he does it here or in California, where he says his son is, he doesn't have any family or know anyone here in Phoenix. But when he's released, he won't be on any parole or community supervision. He is getting medical care while he is incarcerated, which he says that's where he found out that there may be some cancerous activity going on. So he can continue to seek that medical treatment that he's getting there, and then when he's out, he can go ahead and get the other treatment that he may need once he's released. However, he was absconded for 280 days, and it's just hard to get by that. I don't think that Mr. Barton would be a good candidate for community supervision based on the information that I have, including the 280 days that he was absconded. I know exactly what he was doing, and he did leave the state of Arizona and go to California, although it was for, to visit with his son and his daughter. But I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Ms. Red Thompson.
Just quickly, I'm showing a release date of October 7th, which is 10 days sooner.
Right.
So
it is. I'm looking at this slash because I get it.
I do the 7th. Yeah, but October 7th, so it's even sooner.
Okay.
And I agree with you.
Therefore, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Barton. And find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapses about the lapses of criminal ways of the company, as he was an absconder for 280 days, and we have no idea of exactly what he was doing during that period of time.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second Mrs. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, and Dr. White. Mr. Barton?
Yes, sir.
So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on October 7th of 2018. During which time, sir, you won't be on any community supervision or have to report to a parole officer, and then you'll be free to move about. You are getting some medical treatment, so we only wish you the best and our condolence for the death in your family, and hopefully that when you're released, sir, that you'll be able to move about freely, and if you have to go to California where your son and your daughter is, that will give you the opportunity to be able to do that. I want to thank you for participating in your hearing today, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Please just set the phone down, don't hang it up, and tell the CO3 that we're waiting on the next person.
Okay, thank you for your time and consideration in this matter.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.